It's the San Francisco Dam Zone with Didi LaFrac. From Best of San Francisco DDTV, The Pink Chill, and Didi LaFrac.
Hey, I've only lived in San Francisco for 30-something years. What do I know about it?
San.
Liberals. They're sadistic progressives.
Francisco.
This city is Junkies Incorporated. It's the junkie apocalypse.
Damn. This ain't your phony soy boy San Francisco. This is the San Francisco Dam Zone. San Francisco Dam is a solo psychodramatic performance art storytelling podcasting platform.
Hey there, it's Didi LaFrac. This is San Francisco Dam for Friday, October 23rd, 2020, coming to you from the east side of San Francisco, the Tenderloin District, your truth bomb, etc., etc. Hey, sweethearts, thank you so much for visiting, listening, thinking of me, having my voice in between your ears. We have a relationship, although it's one-sided. Actually, it's a two-sided relationship. Anywho, beautiful, beautiful, gorgeous afternoon as your daily show is being recorded. It's just gorgeous. September and October, it's the best weather in San Francisco annually. Just beautiful, about 62 degrees. It was bright blue earlier. Now, I think the fog, of course, will be coming through. It is like light blue and white. I thought I heard a helicopter. Things are simmering in the city that used to know how, the city by the bay, San Francisco, Frisco, Sco. Sometimes these people who want to hang on to former snobbery say, oh, that you can tell they're transplants. They're still trying to be snobby, even though this city is like Gotham City, Shooting Gallery, Junkie Apocalypse. San Francisco has absolutely nothing to be snobby about. Please, people, you can call this city whatever you want. These people that are acting like there's something to defend or be snobby about, they are so passe. So, the blues have the blues in San Francisco. The blues have the blues here in San Francisco. I feel it. I see it. Blue is Democrat. Red is Republican. Well, I am pink because I am politically independent. That's right. I am politically independent. In the voting booth, I vote for the people who represent me best based on how I'm feeling. And I will not say who I am voting for president. No way. I won't be talking about that until after the election. I think there's too much oversharing going on. Now, San Francisco has been a one-party city to its detriment for way too long. Billions of dollars spent yearly on the quote homeless unquote eye roll problem, which is a junkie, an able junkie problem. About 1,000 nonprofits that enable the junkies to criminalize, harass, sexually harass, break into buildings, break into residences.
Thank you for listening to San Francisco Dam with Didi LaFrac. Remember to subscribe on Apple Podcast, Anchor App, Spotify, and wherever podcasts are found. This is sexist, womanist, bohemian excellence. It's the San Francisco Dam Zone with Didi LaFrac.
San Francisco is Junkies, Inc. They were talking about having junkie pop-up villages in schoolyards. Yeah, the people are basically against that, and I think it's illegal because supposedly you cannot have drugs on property in San Francisco schools. Not that this is a law-abiding city anyway, but anywho, they wanted the powers that be in San Francisco. These wonderful blue people who are running San Francisco into the ground. Anywho, they were talking about having junkie pop-up villages in 40 schoolyards. Can you imagine what that would be like? Yeah, if you are a new listener, thank you so much. I suggest you scroll and look at all the shows. I'm over 170 San Francisco Dam episodes where you can just get your fill on the demystification of San Francisco. Anywho, the Democrats have the blues in San Francisco because they keep defending Democrats. It's like defending an abusive husband, a good-looking husband that provides. A good-looking husband, he's good on paper. He provides, he does everything great on paper, except he is physically and verbally abusive. That's like San Francisco, too, beside my analogy of San Francisco being a gorgeous plate of your best organic food with roaches in it. Now, the Democrats have the blues because their platform is defending dysfunction in San Francisco and demonizing the orange man. That's they never talk the good things about what Democrats are doing. And they're like cuckoo birds, like loony birds. Like, you know, they say, it's not a crime to be homeless. Ah, it's not a crime to be homeless. Ah, who said it was a crime to be homeless? It's a crime to allow narcotics addicts to criminalize a city as San Francisco has been ran down to the ground, especially since March 17th. The junkie apocalypse, any loser, dope head with a tent, pitching a tent in over 12 districts in San Francisco. That's something to have the blues about because you keep trying to normalize it. It's not a crime to be homeless. Rah! Not a crime to be homeless. Dissolves in fits of laughter again.
We're allergic to free-range, hyper-allergic control freaks.
It's the San Francisco Dam Zone with Didi LaFrac.
Yeah, I stopped my fit of laughter. I do love laughing. It's my cosmetic, my elixir. I've been a humorous all of my life. I started reading satire when I was 4 and a half, Mad Magazine. Thank you. Anywho, to wrap this daily show up, Democrats in San Francisco have the blues. Look at the mayor, look at the board of supervisors. Basically been Democratic rule. We finally have maybe one or two Republicans running for office, but it's rare. So they have the blues because what else can they have but the blues? Look how, I mean, I would be redundant, right? Keep making the same point is redundancy. So you know what I have to say to San Francisco Democrats is mind your own business. Stop telling people how to vote and stop being emotionally unintelligent when people share with you their tribulations of living in an area impacted by a junkie and crime apocalypse. Show empathy to citizens. Stop being intolerant. All right, stop trying to pretend that everything is okay when the house is on fire. Otherwise, sweethearts, this is a great, wonderful weekend. I am doing blankety, 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 blank. Ee-hee. Undersharing. Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for listening. This is your show. I love you. Guess what? I'm Didi LaFrac. I trust my vibe. San Francisco Dam.
That's today's episode of the San Francisco Dam Podcast with sexist womanist bohemian Didi LaFrac. Remember to join us tomorrow for another episode. This podcast is brought to you by our sponsors. Head over to sanfranciscodam.com for more sponsorship information. Thank you for subscribing and listening. San Francisco Dam Daily Truth Bombs.
No namby-pamby permission necessary.